World music commentator Milo Miles likes to stay on top of new developments in pop, but he's just now catching up with what's been the hottest fashion in Mexico for several years, an eruption of good old rock and roll.
Mention the term Mexican rock and roll, and you often get either a blank stare or a condescending snicker. Rock from south of the border has a rep for being shoddy and about a decade behind the times. In the 60s, Mexican bands played rockabilly. In the 70s, they played acid rock. In the 80s, they played disco. This inferior rep was always undeserved to a degree. The plain truth was that Mexican bands preserved styles that had declined up here. These Latino outfits stayed gutsy and hungry years after American style setters had gotten complacent or given up. Still, there's no denying that even the sharpest Mexican groups are often inconsistent and very, very derivative. Well, not anymore. The big changes in Mexican rock began in the late 1980s. To vastly oversimplify, the wide open spirit of punk and new wave rock finally enabled Mexican bands to cultivate their own musical language as never before. There's a passel of rockers from down there now who can stand with any in this country, but three seem particularly on target to me. They're all boys, and we're going to skip the band histories to concentrate on sound. The first group is Maldita Vecindad. These guys stick closest to the classic rock, bad hombre mold. They rip off their shirts in concert. But there's a good dose of world-weary, Velvet Underground sigh in them as well. They employ a horn section that can really pile the lines on top of each other and not sound like soul or salsa or ska. Maldita show a melting tenderness when they turn to flamenco guitar numbers, and they break into a mean, modified reggae at will. Here's a selection from their best album, El Circo, The Circus. Sobre un gran auto nuevo, poco de sangre roja, sobre un gran auto blanco, nada más bello, ni más lujoso, tan poderoso como un gran auto nuevo, y Junior lo admira y se imagina que su auto nuevo es un caballo blanco y él se siente un rey valiente, tan orgulloso que nada lo detiene. If Maldita are a little tongue-in-cheek when they play sentimental songs, the quartet known as Café Tacuba go whole hog for irony, which is, after all, the most addictive drug in modern rock. Their only American album is called Café Tacuba, and everything floats by in its mix: rap, classic rock, disco, reggae, mariachi choruses. Singer Juan has the bratty sneer of punk down cold. But one of the remarkable things about these postmodern satirists is that they play the passages of accordions and weeping guitars with enough expertise and passion to really subvert the corniness. And their song hooks have elan to burn. Como un penacho, bailes como ritos así.
pedazo de la tóxico.
The new Mexican band with the plainest crossover potential, however, is Caifanes. Their album El Silencio would have made my top 20 in 1992 if I had heard it in time. Saul Hernandez is a triple threat bandleader. He writes songs that are alternately hearty and mordant. He plays lead guitar in his own biting, terse idiom. And he flourishes a big, limber voice that can pet all the curves of a melody. His boldest swoops suggest a tenor Steve Winwood or David Bowie. And yeah, the dance rock of Caifanes recalls Bowie and U2 in equal measure. It's no surprise that longtime Bowie guitarist Adrian Belew produced El Silencio, giving it space and depth beyond other Mexican recordings. However, Bowie's band Tin Machine is just a rust bucket compared with ensemble work this joyous and a band as rich with speed, grace, and savvy variety as Caifanes.
Milo Miles is a writer and critic based in Boston.